This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli strikes continue to pound Gaza on Friday morning as ground forces battle Hamas militants in dense urban neighborhoods. The battle raged on a day after world leaders gathered in Paris for French President Emmanuel Macron's Gaza Aid Conference. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the group by video.
Civilians in Gaza, including children and women, face a never-ending humanitarian nightmare.
While Israel has agreed to daily four-hour pauses in the fighting, Guterres has once again called for a permanent ceasefire. Hundreds of trucks from Egypt loaded with water, food, medical supplies, humanitarian supplies for shelters have entered Gaza since the beginning of the hostilities between Hamas and Israel. VOA's Natasha Mazgavaya reports from the Netzana border crossing between Israel and Egypt.
About 100 of them are passing through this crossing point at Netzana between Israel and Egypt. Here they are scanned for anything that could be smuggled into the Gaza Strip. The trucks with Egyptian license plates start arriving at Netzana at 8 a.m. Each truck with its loaded pallets is inspected separately, with dogs sniffing for explosives. 2 to 3 hours later, a convoy of 20 to 30 trucks makes its way along the Egyptian side of the border to the Rafah crossing into Gaza, monitored along the way by the Israel Defense Forces. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Netzana Crossing, Israel.
Iran on Thursday rejected a G7 statement that called on Tehran to stop supporting Hamas militants and taking actions that destabilize the Middle East. Tehran's comments came a day after foreign ministers from the G7 group of advanced economies met in Tokyo, expressing support for humanitarian pauses and corridors in the Israeli-Hamas war. This is VOA News. Iranian-backed militias do not appear to be backing down despite a U.S. airstrike on key weapons storage facility in eastern Syria. We get more from VOA's Jeff Seldon.
The U.S. airstrike against the Iranian-run weapons depot in Syria, a success, according to Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
We know that there were secondary explosions. We know that the facility was significantly damaged.
But a U.S. military official tells VOA Iranian-backed militias hit back, launching 3 rocket and drone attacks against U.S. forces in Syria and 1 in Iraq. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in New Delhi Friday for talks seeking to bolster India as a regional counterweight and to China and win backing for the U.S. position on Israel's war with Hamas. Blinken and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin will join their respective counterparts for the annual 2+2 talks that India has said will focus on defense and security cooperation. Washington hopes a tighter defense relationship will help wean India off Russia, New Delhi's primary military supplier. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong has the latest on Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union's negotiations with the MGM Resorts International.
The Culinary Workers Union that represents 25,000 hotel workers from 8 properties in a deal with MGM Resorts International says it has reached a tentative 5-year agreement with the largest employer on the Las Vegas Strip. This comes a day after the union made a breakthrough deal with Caesars Entertainment. The union secretary-treasurer Ted Papageorge says in a statement, workers have secured significant raises every year for the next 5 years, preserved their union health insurance, union pension, comprehensive union benefits, and the ability to have a say in how technology impacts their work. The agreement is also set to provide housekeeping workload reductions and safety improvements. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Authorities are trying to determine who sent suspicious letters, including some containing fentanyl and other substances, to local election offices in at least 5 U.S. states. It's the latest incident of threats faced by election workers around the country. Elections offices in California, Georgia, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington appeared to have been targeted. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates the world's population has topped 8 billion for the first time. The agency said Thursday that it estimates the global population exceeded the threshold on September the 26th. The Bureau says overall trend in longer lifespans offsetting fewer births. Even so, the global population growth rate continues a long-term trend of decline. I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.